Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Oh, baby. Oh, if you stayed up for this one, boy, was it worth it. Now, maybe it didn't always feel like it was going to work out, but it certainly did tonight. 2-1 Royals win. They earn, at worst, a split of this four-game series in Anaheim. Royals shut out through eight innings, and then Adam Frazier with his first home run of the season, a two-run game-winning home run in the top of the ninth inning. Let's talk about it, Kansas City. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I'm not one to lie on this show. I'm not one to utilize the benefit of hindsight. If I didn't feel it in the moment, I'm not going to front. I'm not going to pretend as if I did. But was it just me? Because my confidence never waned in this game tonight. Even entering the top of the ninth inning, the Royals hadn't done anything outside of MJ Melendez. Royals hadn't done anything offensively. I'm thinking, hey, if they lose, fine. They've played a well-rounded game, well-pitched, well-defended, running the bases all right. And I had no issue tipping my cap to Griffin Koenig. I had no issue with this team being shut out for the first time this season. If they lose, so be it. They played well. Their pitching gave them a chance to win. And, well, they just couldn't get that big hit. The big names didn't come to the dish in the big spot and the bottom of the lineup couldn't do what it did last night, and that is carry the team to victory. Alec Marsh was going to be the story. Alec Marsh with a tremendous return. 5 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. Yes, he made a pair of errors defensively, but he worked his way through it now, didn't he? How good was his fastball tonight? Maybe the best it's been all season. 19 swings and misses tonight for Alec Marsh as he's now just a few days away from his 26th birthday. I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised by how confident I was tonight. Not only was I surprised at my confidence with this team, I'm surprised that it's the 10th of May and I'm already this confident with this ball club. Now, I know why. It's because they have the most powerful weapons in the sport of baseball. Elite pitching, elite defense, and elite team speed. No, I understand why I'm so confident. I'm just surprised that I've reached this confidence level before we've even come close to flipping the calendar to June. Even though we still have nearly 20 games to play before this team ultimately maintains through May. So the phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. I'm wondering if I'm alone in that. It's not arrogance, but it's a confidence. Even if they would have lost this game, I was confident the boys would be able to turn the page. Because I know Cole Reagans is pitching tomorrow. And then Seth Lugo's going in the finale on Sunday. It was really throughout this game. I mean, bottom of the third inning. Scoreless game. Man on third with one out. The Angels' number two hitter, the former top overall pick, Mickey Moniak, tries to lay down a safety squeeze. But when he squares the bunt, he pops it up into foul territory. And I guess it wasn't a safety squeeze, or the runner on third base did a very poor job of being safe. Going down the third baseline safely in this safety squeeze. So let's call it a suicide squeeze. Moniak squares the bunt. He pops it up into foul territory. Michael Garcia ranges over, makes the catch, and doubles off the base runner at third base, inning over. When that happened, I'm thinking, man, I swear I've seen the Royals do that 3-4 times in the past 7 years. I feel like that happened 2 or 3 times a season under Mike Matheny's watch. That was another one of those moments where I'm like, man, that feels so far in the past, that horrible baseball. And it's not that long ago. We're only 40 games into this season. That brutal baseball that I'm talking about was just 40 games ago. 2023, 22, 21, 2019, 18. Horrible, horrible baseball. And yet, when I watch this Angels team execute horrible baseball, I think, wow, sucks to suck. I remember when the Royals sucked, but that was a long time ago. It doesn't feel as if that baseball is returning here anytime soon. Is it just me, or did the confidence remain throughout this game? 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. The Royals are off to the third best start in franchise history. 40 games in, this is the third best 40-game starts in Royals franchise history. They're on pace to win 97 games, my friends. A year removed from 106 losses, they're on pace to win 97. My game notes following this 2-1 Royals victory My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. So call your shot on that as well. They're on pace to win 97. What's your prediction? Where do they end up after game 162? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Text line is there as well, same number, 913-586-7610. All right, let's start off with Kevin in the 816. Kevin, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, long-time listener, love the show, appreciate the phone call. Just wanted to make three quick points. One, Q sticking with Frazier, even though Michael Massey's been going fire, is a great move, and I love it. Obviously, it paid off tonight. Winning a game where Bobby or Salvi don't get a hit is tremendous for us. I'm pumped for us on that end. And the last point I'd like to make about the boys is Bobby's not getting enough media attention as the best shortstop in baseball. They keep trying to push Elianas and Gunner, and I love them, but they're just not Bobby. What do you think about that, Vern?
I think that's a great phone call. Adam Frazier in the lineup, yeah. Michael Massey was in there tonight. He was the second baseman. He went 0-for-4, so the hot bat of Massey and Frazier both in there facing the right-hander Griffin Koenig. Great point about Bobby and Salvi, who tonight combined to go 0-for-7 with a walk and a strikeout. Always nice to win when the two MVP candidates don't bring much to the table, at least offensively. Now, Salvi had a nice night defensively. Bobby's always strong on the base paths, and just his presence, just like Salvi, the presence in the lineup helps out Vinny, helps out Michael Massey, helps out everybody. And as far as the best shortstop in Major League Baseball, man, I was watching Bob Costas earlier today talk about Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, and Elly De La Cruz. Who's the best? So he's in the conversation. I think it's a two-horse race right now. I think it's either Gunnar Henderson or Bobby Witt Jr. You know, case can be made that's also the race for the MVP right now in the American League. Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson. I don't think you can go wrong with either one of them. I understand some might side with Gunnar because he's hitting from the left side of the plate. And then others might side with Bobby Witt Jr. because he's a touch faster, has a slightly bigger arm, and that's about it, man. I'm not going to sit here and put down Gunnar Henderson. He's unbelievable. But Bobby Witt Jr. is in the conversation as one of the five best shortstops in the sport, and right now one of the three best players in the American League. Way to get us started, man. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Nathan in Kansas City. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I just don't have a take. I just want to say happy birthday to Salvador Perez. Kansas City loves you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question about Salvi. If we have time to answer it, hopefully we do. But if not, that's fine. How much longer do you think Salvi can keep this up? Salvi turning 34 today, and I was just looking at how many more home runs he needs to hit certain milestones that I think help further his candidacy for Cooperstown. He needs 46 home runs to reach 300. He reaches 300 home runs at the catching position, plays another 4 or 5 years. I don't know how you keep him out. But if he can hit another 65 home runs, right, that's putting him top 10 in baseball history among catchers. That'll also make him the franchise record holder for homers by a Royal. He'll pass George Brett. He does all that. There's just no way you can keep him out. So I'm looking at it. How many catchers in baseball history have hit 65 home runs after turning 34? And the answer is 10. 10 men in the history of the sport have done what we're, I think, all in belief that Salvador Perez can do. I mean, it's names like Carlton Fisk and other Hall of Famers like Mike Piazza and Yogi Berra and Yadier Molina. Greats like Elston Howard and Jorge Posada and Jason Varitek. But only 10 men ever behind the dish hitting 65 home runs after turning the age of 34. Way to go, Nathan. Let's go to Luke, who's in Waldo. Luke, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals win 2-1. Go ahead.
Vern, this is so awesome. I think, just the fact we're all stoked at midnight on a Friday about the Royals. The Royals,
yeah, it's certainly
are
cool.
K-Dot, and the rest of the league is Drake. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. I mentioned it earlier today with C-Dot. I'm aware of the beef. I haven't been listening to the songs back and forth. Maybe that's my wife's fault. She's a big Drake fan. And from what I understand, Drake's getting bodied. So maybe that's why I haven't heard anything, because, her man's getting worked over right now. Let's go to Connor, who's in Leavenworth. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. As Connor, the Royals are now 8 games above 500 for the first time since June of 2016. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, you're the man. Thank you for everything you do for baseball in Kansas City. The main reason I want to call tonight I want to apologize. I'm an Adam Frazier hater. Mm. And Adam Frazier hitting a 2-run homer in the 9th inning to take the lead tonight was not on my bingo card. But, man, what an electric win.
Yeah, it sure was. And listen, you know, there aren't many, if any, numbers that really jump off the page. Appreciate the phone call, Connor. There aren't really any numbers that jump off the page when it comes to Adam Frazier. But then you watch him work that dugout. You watch him in the clubhouse. You see the relationship that he has with just about everybody in there, all 25 other Royal players. It's really impressive to watch. You talk to him, and he's a very low-key, cool dude, to be quite honest with you. But if you just observe, and I can't tell you how much I've learned about this game from just shutting up, sitting back, and watching. But the way that Adam Frazier has fostered relationships with each and every one of these, especially the young Royals, and it's not like a father-son, veteran-to-rookie relationship. It's a cool older brother that still listens to Genuine relationship with a little brother. You know, Adam Frazier walks up, his walk-up music is Pony by the great Genuine. Yeah, big fan. Been a big fan of Adam Frazier since I had a chance to meet him this spring. Appreciate the phone call, 913-586-7610. And if you need to feel any better, Royals fans, if sitting 8 games above 500 isn't enough, sitting a half game back of the front-running Guardians isn't enough, if the fact that you have the 5th best run differential in Major League Baseball isn't enough, how about this? You have a winning streak going, and Cole Reagans pitches tomorrow. And then Seth Lugo the day after that. Seth Lugo, by the way, leads the American League in ERA. Yeah, his ERA went down today. Can you believe that? Seth Lugo didn't pitch, but his ERA went down as Major League Baseball made a scoring change to his last outing. So, yeah, you've won 3 in a row, and your next 2 games will be started by Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo, 2 of the 10 favorites to win the American League Cy Young Award. How crazy is that? 913-586-7610 is our phone number. This is the Royals' 4th winning streak of 2024. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. We'll take a dive into the text line coming up in a moment. But I want to talk with Scott in Midtown. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Vern, go Royals. How's it going,
yes,
man?
It's going great, buddy. How are you doing?
Oh, man. I mean, I've talked to you in the past. I'm an old school. I've gone from George Brett to the dark years of Trey Hillman and all of that. I want to mention a couple things I was looking at online. Okay, first thing, you'll appreciate this. I'm a bartender. The Royals game is on. The GM who's transitioned into my place is not from here. Sees everyone talking. They're all excited. And without even realizing he would insult somebody, he goes, what are we talking about, the Chiefs? Surely you're not talking about the Royals. One of these guys got mad at him. And it's like, why in the H would I be talking about the Chiefs when I'm watching this right now? So the fever's kind of coming back. Here's the other thing. I looked online. We now have a better record than we did at July 1st. We were like 23 and 59. That's mind-boggling improvement. We've got to give a shout-out to the ownership group and our coaches, man. They're doing everything we wanted them to do. I want to see more people out there, man, because I don't feel we're really doing our part. We should be supporting these guys more, man. They're playing their asses off and giving everything they can every night. In the two years ago, we're down 1-0. They roll over. I mean, I'm not talking about the 85 Cardinals in Game 7 not wanting to win, rolling over. But there's no way they would have come back to that. Anyways, I'm going to get off the air and go Royals, man, and Vern, you're the man.
Hey, appreciate that. A few years ago, there's no way they would have come back. They would have tried. They just didn't have the talent. You know, they had Scott Barlow in the bullpen and really nothing else. They had Salvador Perez in the lineup, and how many times did I come on the air and say, if Salvi doesn't do the damage, damage won't be done. You know, he was out there all by himself. Whit Merrifield, no doubt, Whit Merrifield played a solid Robin to Salvi's Batman, but it was just a squad void of talent. As far as the fans needing to do their parts, normally I'm right there with you, but this last homestand saw 72,000 come out for the Rangers series, saw nearly 23,000 for the finale on Wednesday afternoon. Now, I think Royals fans picked it up on this most recent homestand. Prior to that homestand, the Royals were drawn the third smallest crowds on average in Major League Baseball. It's now the fifth smallest crowd on average. I think that'll continue to grow. But yeah, right now Royals are a 26th out of 30 teams, averaging just over 16,000 a game. And then the way you started that phone call, you know, credit to ownership, no doubt about it. Credit to ownership for spending $100 million on free agency. On free agents, I should say. $100 million on free agents, promising Bobby Witt Jr. nearly $300 million. No doubt about it. Credit to ownership. And you're 100% right. Credit to the coaching staff. Q's done a terrific job. The pitching department has been phenomenal. From James MacArthur to Brady Singer to Alec Marsh, Daniel Lynch. They've done an outstanding job. The players deserve the most credit, no doubt. But yeah, let's give some love to the coaching staff. But don't get anything twisted. Major League Baseball is a general manager's game. Those are the most powerful men and women in the sport. The general managers. You want to start doling out credit. Now, JJ can only spend what John Sherman affords him. So, okay, if you want to start with ownership, you go right ahead. But I've seen plenty of general managers given millions and millions of dollars to spend, and they spend it poorly on the wrong guys that don't fit the clubhouse, that don't fit the vibe of the core, the city, the organization. I've seen it. But J.J. Piccolo took that $100 million and sure seems as if he spent it wisely. Not to mention the trades. Oh my God, the trades. Reagans and MacArthur bringing in John Schreiber. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Chase and Shawnee. You're next up on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call, man. Love the show.
Thanks, man. How you doing?
Good, man. I would have been upset to lose a game 1-0 from this Angels team.
No kidding.
But I'm like, uh-oh, Velasquez, nervous time. But then he takes a walk and talk about a clutch at bat by Frazier. Those two throws and errors by Alec Marsh didn't cost us a run, but what the heck was that all about?
Well, all I know is it locked him in because he looked like he was getting pissed off after that, and then he just started throwing darts up there.
Yeah. Just wanted to give you a shout-out, Vern, against you're the man, man. Thank you. Sam reaching out to me today made my day. Just you guys are amazing, and thank you for all you do, man. Go Royals. Let's get the series win tomorrow, and I'll see him at the Mariners Monday night.
Heck yeah, Jason. Have a good time, buddy.
Thanks, brother. I love you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, bro. Yeah, no doubt. That's Jason out in Washington. He'll be in the building for the Royals and Mariners when that three-game series opens up on Monday. Oh, God, how much? Oh. I'm sorry. I should be better than this. I just became overcome with gratitude and excitement. Because I looked ahead to that Mariners series, and I'm like, just in my head, who's pitching? Singer, Waka, Marsh. It doesn't matter. This rotation, man. Reagans and Lugo finish out this series. Then Singer, Waka, and Marsh in Seattle. And then you come home to take on Oakland with Reagans and Lugo and Singer. It just doesn't stop. This is why the only thing I care about right now with this team is health. Because that's all that matters. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, Nelson Velasquez hasn't done a lot offensively, although tonight he draws a two-out walk and hits a two-out double coming in off the bench. So credit to Nelson Velasquez. Okay, Hunter Renfro. You know, whoever you're frustrated with on the team, it used to be Will Smith. Now Will Smith has 7 straight scoreless outings. He's retired 16 of the last 17 batters that he's faced. Whoever it is that you're frustrated with, honestly, I don't care. The only thing you should be focused on is health. Because if this team stays healthy, that means this rotation remains elite. If this team stays healthy, that means the defense remains elite. If the team stays healthy, the team speed remains elite. And if those things remain elite, you remain elite. The offense doesn't need to be elite. It can remain middle of the road. It's offense. It's hitting. It's the most difficult thing to do in the sport. So I think it's wise not to ask them to do the heavy lifting, right? Now, you can't ask for much more than what this team is 40 games in. And what they are is 24-16 and just a half game back of first place. 913-586-7610. Let's go out to Los Angeles. Let's talk with Kathy. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Vern. After the Royals beat the Angels and the Padres beat the Dodgers, I'm having a great night.
Ooh, nice night. Wow, they beat class now, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch that game, but I was able to watch the Royals game because it was on Apple TV.
Yeah, right.
And then last night, the game, I was able to watch the game because it was on Fox Sports 1 out here, and just how complimentary that they were to the Royals all night long on that game last night. I was just amazed because it's how long has it been since other broadcasters other than our own say nice things about our team?
Right. So I mean, at least it's 2017, to be quite honest with you. I mean, people said nice things about Ned in 2019, but other than that, 2017, you got to go back to when Haas and Kane were here.
Exactly. And so it's been so nice to see, like what you played earlier during the pregame with MLB TV and how ecstatic they are with the team. It's just like finally they're seeing what this team can do, and our team's giving them something to talk about.
For sure, for sure. Well, Kathy, I appreciate you hanging out with us as always, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a good night, and go Royals.
No doubt. Royals win 2-1. They're now 7-7 this season in one-run games. Let's go to Steve in Smithville. Steve, you're next up on the post-game show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi there, Josh. How you doing, bud?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to get through. I love it. I love it. I love your show.
Thanks, man. What'd you think of this win tonight?
Oh, I loved it.
I
can't believe I'm not even on here, so I don't know what to say for sure. But all I want to say is, man, I'm so excited.
I'm with you, man. It's crazy.
I listen to you every night, man. It's great, man.
Well, that's very nice of you. It's my pleasure, and it's nice to talk about a winner, man. I'm sure it's nice to hear about it. It's nice to talk about it. Nice to talk with you, Steve. Call up anytime. Royals win 2-1. We go out to Olathe and talk with Larry. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking the call, buddy. Appreciate all your hard work that you and your team put together to put these shows on. I enjoy listening to them.
Thanks, man.
I work weekend nights. Like tonight, I didn't get to watch a minute of the game. But what I felt tonight was something that I don't think I've felt in quite a few years watching the Royals is as soon as I got done with work, the first thing I wanted to do was see how the Royals did. Pull up an app, the Royals won, and you just get this feeling that you can't even explain. It's just such a good feeling, and I love it. The Royals are making us proud again, and you know, the one thing that I really, really am pumped about with the Royals this year, it's not so much as, you know, I love the wins, the possibilities of playoffs, you know, that's coming in the future, but I love how these young studs that we have are getting that feeling of what it's like to win. You've got those veterans like Salvi in there that are, you know, show them the way, but it's their time. We've got, you know, years upon years with Bobby Witt coming at us, and now that he's got this feeling of what it's like to compete, to win, it's glorious. Loving every minute of it, Vern. Thanks so much for taking my call.
It's a terrific phone call. Here's the thing, Larry, and this is why I called this season the deep end, why I was nervous about the first 2 months of the season. I was nervous because outside of Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez, I thought just about every other hitter on this team could start the season at a fork in the road. Meaning if things went well out of the gates, I thought they would find, they would tap into a reservoir of confidence that would keep them satisfied or would satiate them over the course of 162 games. But if they started off slow, we've all seen that downward spiral that a poor April can lead to. Now, even if the team pitched well and defended well, I was still nervous. Will these young hitters find the type of confidence they need to get you through May? Because if they do, I think they can get you through July. And then we have what we've always waited for, or we've been waiting for since 2017, and that is entertaining August baseball at Kauffman Stadium. But what you've seen over the first 40 games is, you know, MJ Melendez find confidence that has helped him persevere through an elongated slump. Michael Massey finds confidence. Mikel Garcia and Vinny Pasquantino find confidence. Kyle Isbell finds confidence. Tyrone Blanco, Adam Frazier. We can go throughout this roster. They've all had their moments, and we're only 40 games in. So what I was nervous about seems to have been snuffed out. That worry appears to have been snuffed out. Because what I see now when I watch this team is a bunch of players that embrace the moment, that crave the moment, that are salivating for the moment. Tyrone Blanco, you're telling me that guy's afraid of the big moment coming off the bench to steal a big bag in September? You know, it's May 10th. I'm talking about September. You think Dairon Blanco's going to be afraid to steal that big bag in the ninth inning in a huge game against Cleveland in September? No. Adam Frazier looked like he's afraid. He's done it all. He's been to an all-star game. He's been to the postseason. Garrett Hampson's been to the postseason. You think Kyle Isbell's saying, I hope the ball's not hit to me? Kyle Isbell wants to show you how good he is defensively. Hunter Renfroe wants to show off that arm. Mikel Garcia wants to be at the dish in the big spot. Bobby's been thrust into the big spot since he was 7 years old. Salvi's been in big spots since Bobby was 7 years old. Now, we could go up and down. Alec Marsh, are you kidding me? Brady Singer? These guys have the mentality of a number one. They want the ball in game one, not game four. Michael Wacha won an NLCS MVP when he was 22. You think he's afraid? Now, that's been, man, if that doesn't buoy your spirits, if that doesn't get your confidence up, maybe that's why I'm so very confident in this team 40 games into the season, is because they want the moment. That's the difference in these 7th, 8th, 9th inning games, these one-run games. Who wants the ball hit to him? Who wants to be at the dish? Who wants to be on the mound? Because if you don't, guess what? You're going to find yourself in the moment, and you're not going to come through, and your team's going to lose. But when you want it, when you embrace it, and the ball finds you, man, it's natural. It's what you've been doing your whole life. It's fun to watch. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Chase in Shawnee. Chase, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Vern.
What's up, man?
I'm not going to let you live it down. You guys messed it up a little bit ago.
I understand that.
Jason from Washington, yeah. But it's all right. It's all right.
You're a big man, Chase. You're a better man than me, and I appreciate it.
Right. I'm going to revert back to Brandon saying we're not going under 500 2 weeks into the season.
Wow, you're right. I totally forgot about that.
I called right after him.
Yeah.
And I got on his bandwagon.
You did.
And I'm bringing that back because you know what? This team is here.
And they called it the crazy train.
I mean, I just want to know your thoughts on that. And then other than Salvi and other than Bobby, who do you think has contributed the most out of, like, position players? Okay. You let me know that. And then, again, like I said, Brandon, still right. We're not going under 500 the rest of the year.
Burns, yeah, that's a good callback, Chase. I appreciate that. Yeah, I forgot about that. Was that Brandon in Shawnee as well? Second week of the season, called up and said, Vern, I promise, I guarantee this team doesn't fall back below 500. And I said, I'm like, come on, man, chill out. This is the deep end. You know how many tough teams they need to face? Well, here we are at the quarter pole of the season, and the Royals still haven't fallen back below 500. All right, to your question, next to Bobby and Salvi, which position player has contributed the most to this 24-16 start? Well, it's either Vinny Pasquantino or Mikel Garcia. Third baseman, first baseman. Oh, boy. I guess I'll just rely on numbers. I guess I'll say Vinny Pasquantino. He has an OPS on the season just shy of 800. He's played exceptional defense. His OPS is more than 100 points higher than Mikel's. Mikel's also played exceptional defense, ran the bases really well. But I'll go with Vinny. I'll say Vinny's number three. Vinny, by the way, picked up his 12th double of the year tonight. His 12 doubles, fourth most in Major League Baseball. Yeah, Vinny quietly putting up another monster start to the season. Let's go to Danny, who's in Belle Plaines. You're on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks, hey, man. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, it's amazing the difference between the conversations between August of last year, September, and this year.
My God. No kidding.
Totally different. Hey, I got 2 points. Pitching staff, outstanding. I'd like to know the difference between first pitch strikes on this staff and the one last year.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. And
no doubt.
Second point, supporting staff. Holy cow. We've got stars on this team, but the people that are carrying this team aren't the stars. Our supporting cast is outstanding. Darren Blanco, holy cow. Mm-hmm. Frazier hitting the home run tonight. They're outstanding.
Yeah.
Man, we've got it made.
Again, Danny, appreciate the phone call. This is what I'm talking about. The only thing that matters to me right now is staying healthy, because you're right. We would all love a team where they're, you know, you have HDH at the back end of the bullpen to go along with this rotation and this defense and this team speed, but then you get the offense with Ben Zobrist and Lorenzo Cain and Kendrys Morales, the 2015 offense. Yeah, we would all love the perfect team, but that's not going to happen. But if you could ask me, build your ideal ball club, it's going to begin with a rotation that is elite. By the way, the Royals rotation has thrown the second most innings in Major League Baseball and has the fourth lowest ERA. An ERA of 3.06 through 40 games. That's an elite rotation. The defense, more runs saved than any defensive unit in the sport. That's elite. And then base running wise, they're either the best or the second best base running team in the sport. That's elite. That's where I would start if I'm building a team. Give me pitching, defense, and base running. Because I don't want to put that type of pressure on offense. We've heard our entire lives. The toughest thing to do in the game of baseball is to hit. The toughest thing to do in sports. Deion Sanders said as much. The toughest thing to do is hitting that little white ball. So let's not ask that aspect of the team to carry the load. Let's go to Michael in Grandview. Michael, you're on the postgame show as the Royals win 2-1. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Resilience. Try to put all the adjectives to get resilient. Don't quit. They're scrappy. We're a team of stars right now in the development. We already got two in Salvi and Bobby. But we've got other guys that's coming out of the woodwork like Blanco. And these guys are just a mindset that they won't quit. And they've been practically in every ball game they've played all season in 40 games. But they're finding a way to win. They find a way to come out on top. The pitching staff has been just off the chain. The starters especially. I mean, which something we've lacked for a while. And I'm just so proud of this team. I've been following them from day one. I went out the opening day, even though they lost. But I've been listening to it ever since. I'm glad I have.
Too, and I appreciate you calling up the show.
Huh?
I was saying I appreciate you calling up the show. Thank you very much, Michael. You should be proud of these guys. Their 9th comeback win of the season. The first win of the year when trailing after 8 innings. Now, you should be proud of them. But honestly, my discovery while watching this game tonight wasn't the fight. I've known that this team fights. Most teams with Salvi on them fight. What surprised me was I'd never stopped believing. A one-run deficit throughout the game? Yeah. Until that 27th out is recorded, I'm going to believe that the other team is going to blink first. And that's what happened tonight. The Royals' bullpen outlasts the Angels' bullpen. Adam Frazier hits a 2-run game-winning home run in the top of the 9th inning, and the Royals win a third straight game and improve to 8 games above 500. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. We are very, very late for a break. If you're on hold, stay right there. It's a quick timeout. We'll get to your thoughts after this.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
The 2-0. Frazier hits it high in the air, down the right field line, hooking toward the corner, and it's out of here! Fair ball! Home run! Go ahead, homer, Adam Frazier! His first as a Royal, and he gives his team the lead! 2-1 in the top of the ninth inning!
Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, with Garrett Hampson on first base as he comes in as a pinch runner for MJ Melendez. MJ went 3-for-4 tonight. His first three-hit game of the year, his first multi-hit game away from Kauffman Stadium this year. Hampson on first base with one out. Frazier ahead in the count 2-0. He got a fastball up and in. He kept his hands inside of it, ripped it down the right field line just inside the pole. A two-run game-winning home run in the top of the ninth inning, and the Royals take game two in Anaheim, earning at worst a split of this four-game series, improving their record to 24-16, now just a half game back of Cleveland in the American League Central. All right, phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's head out to Colorado Springs. Talk with Fred. You're on the postgame show. Fred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern. It's good to talk to you tonight.
Nice to hear from you.
I wanted to let you know, so I'm a little bit older. I'm 52, grew up in Kansas City, and had the opportunity to become a Royals fan in the great Royals teams of the 70s and 80s. And I just want to say that, you know, what happened in 14 and 15 was awesome. But through all those years growing up, you know, we weren't winning World Series, but we were competitive every year. It was us and the Yankees, and we were going back and forth. And that's what I see in this team. is a team that now I'm excited. Every day I get to go and get on my MLB app and watch the Royals and see what's going on and listen to what they're doing and watch these young guys compete. And it's just so exciting and something that we haven't had as Royals fans for a decade. And now we have it. And to be invested in this team, and as disappointed as I was a couple of days ago when we gave up that game, to have them come back in the ninth inning and score two runs and win this game tonight, I'm telling you, Vern, there is nothing better than having a good baseball team that's competitive. And even if you don't win the World Series, it's not an all or nothing thing. We can be excited and we can enjoy the journey through the whole summer of following a good baseball team. And that's what we have this year. It's fantastic.
Wow. Fred, stop taking my job. That was eloquent. Thank you very much. 913-586-7610. I mean, I guess I could add something, and it goes back to what a previous caller mentioned about being this fired up at, 12:30 in Kansas City? You know, Fred, you're talking about just how nice it is to have a baseball team that has you locked in. Knowing that you're going to be locked in for the next 5 months. Knowing that you have another 122 games to watch these guys. Yeah, it's the beautiful thing about baseball, the fact that it becomes almost like a friend, a family member. You take them with you in the car, in the backyard, while you're working on the car, while you're working on the lawn. Right, they go out, you know, just about every night. You know, Jake and Stu and Ryan and Denny are going to be there. Eric Guthrie's going to be on the controls. I'll be there with the pre and the post. That's something that you can rely on. And there's nothing better, especially in Kansas City, man, where you can just feel it. And you can see it. You can see the blue start to pop up more and more as you're walking around, going to the grocery store, doing whatever you're doing. You're seeing the royal blue starting to show its face more and more. But you also feel the baseball talk in the city, don't you? You know, it just seems as if more people are aware of who's pitching tonight. Who's in town? What's the record? How many games back? What the Twins do tonight? And I see Pletch writing in on the text line. Vern, why am I scrolling through Cleveland and Minnesota's upcoming schedule in May? I need to chill out, right? Now that's what it is, man. That's the beauty of baseball. That's what they loved about the game in the 50s. That's what they loved about the game in the 20s. It's every day. And for as high as you get after a win, there's another game coming up right behind it. For as down as you get after a heartbreaking loss, well, as you just heard, you know, just wait 72 hours. You could be on top of the world before you know it. Fred, great phone call. Let's go to Dawn and KCK. You're next up on the postgame show. Dawn, nice to hear from you again.
Hi, yes, this is, I listen to you all the time. Listen to the Royals on the radio. I'm 70. I've been a fan for a long time. I was at Game 6 in an 85 World Series, standing room only. Very exciting times. And it looks like we're there again. And what's remarkable about this team, they won a game where the first five batters went 1-for-20, not counting Salvi's walk.
Yeah,
and Melendez getting that hit in the ninth to start it off, his third hit. And I'm happy for all the Royals players, but I'm especially happy for Will Smith. Like you said earlier, seven innings with no scores.
Yep.
But I saw the replay of the home run, and it was an exciting moment. He was running down first baseline, saw it was gone. He rounded first base, and raise his fist in the air and look at the dugout, and all the players were on the edge of the dugout cheering him on.
Yeah.
I swear, like you say, that's team.
Right.
The more guys that contribute, we got so many different guys that contribute at different times, it's the essence of team chemistry, I believe, and it'll make them better and better.
Well said. Very well said. Spoken like an individual with experience that knows what they're seeing when they're watching the old ball game. I appreciate the phone call, Don. Want to hear from you more often. Set out to Fort Scott. Talk with Jared. Jared, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals improved to 9-8 on the road. A winning record on the road, at home, on the season. It's just all good right now, man.
Yes, sir, man. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, brother. Man, good. It was good to see MJ do his thing tonight.
Yeah, sure was.
You know, everybody is preaching Blanco, which he deserves it. But let's everybody calm down and just remember MJ's ceiling, man. MJ's a stud, bro. If we just give him the time, let him develop. I mean, we're winning games. Just everybody calm down on MJ and let him do his thing. That's all I got.
He's holding it down in left field. Statistically, he's one of the three best defensive left fielders in the game. And since Cody Tapp broke out his motivational love song for MJ Melendez, that was, what, 7 games ago? And in those 7 games, MJ has 7 hits and a batting average of .333. Cody Tapp, my friend, stay hot. Let's go to Craig in Liberty. Craig, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals improved to 24-16 on the year.
Hey, Josh, what's going on?
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Well, I'll tell you what, first-time caller, so give me a break. But I had a couple of points here. I had a hard time buying off at the first part of the season. And the reason is it just looked like we were up against a weak schedule. And then I just started knowing their ability to come back to me is kind of amazing. It reminds me of the 2014-2015 Royals. And it's just, these guys don't give up. They've got good pitching, good defense. And it's like everyone seems to know their role and they seem to contribute when they need to. And that is kind of, you know, the formula for them to basically, you know, continue to win. And I think the weak schedule has actually allowed us to build some confidence. And when we come up against the Dodgers and teams like that, we're actually going to be, you know, more prepared.
Yeah, that's certainly the hope. Nice debut phone call. Appreciate it. Want to hear from you more often. I certainly agree that everyone is playing their part. And I think that was something that took a while for Matt Quatrero to understand. I don't know. I don't want to say understand. He was in the big leagues long enough. He understands that it's not always easy to get all 13 position players to be excited about their role. Oftentimes, guys want to be a starter. I always think of Jerod Dyson, who was just the perfect bench player because he had the confidence internally that allowed him to carry himself with the belief that I should be the starting center fielder. I'm as talented as anybody in this clubhouse. He had that belief, but that belief never boiled over to the detriment of the team. Right? He never complained or voiced his displeasure and created animosity between teammates or coaches or the manager. So I agree that, yeah, the Q's done a great job. JJ did a great job in bringing in guys that understood where they fit in. Hunter Renfroe, Adam Frazier, Garrett Hampson. Play your part. Know your role. And then your point about you were hesitant to buy in because they were beating up on bad teams. Well, 40 games in, they've only won one series against a team with a winning record. So that worry you could still have. The win tonight, the Royals are now 13-4 against teams with a losing record. So that means they are 11-12 against teams with a 500 record or better. So you could still feel that way if you want. You say you don't feel that way because of how they come back, how they never say die, and it reminds you of 2014, 2015, we always say it reminds us of 2014, 2015, and that's just because they won, and that's the only team that really won in the last decade in Kansas City. So anytime a team wins, you're like, man, this reminds me of 14 and 15. The only similarities is, you know, the defense and the team speed and an elite pitching aspect. In 14 and 15, it was an elite bullpen. Now it's an elite rotation. But the whole, they never roll over, they never quit. This is professional baseball. I'm sorry, I watch a lot of baseball. Not many teams roll over. Not many teams quit. Certainly in April. I've watched a lot of bad baseball. Not many Royals teams over the last 6-7 years. Awful baseball. Not many of them quit. There's too much money on the line. There's too many people watching. Your job's on the line with every pitch. You just don't see professionals quit very often. Sure, it can happen in September with teams that are well out of it. Yeah, occasionally. Now, poor management, a poor manager. But let's not overhype that too much. NBA, NFL, you know, the average NFL game's decided by 3 points or less. You look at the swings in the NBA, it's professionals. It's always a razor-thin margin between winning and losing. But I appreciate the phone call. Great phone call. Royals win 2-1. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
2-2 in the pitch. And a breaking ball, a little looper to left field, coming on and making a diving catch is MJ Melendez. A headlong dive in left field to take a hit away from Guillorme for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, nice play there. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. MJ Melendez helping out Will Smith as he's coming in left field. A sink and line drive off of the bat of Guillorme slides after getting a great jump on that sink and line drive off of the bat of the Angels 9-hitter. MJ Melendez with a nice night defensively and a very nice night offensively. He's one of only two Royals with multiple hits. MJ went 3-for-4 with a run scored. The only other Royal with multiple hits was Adam Frazier. He went 2-for-3, including the game-winning 2-run home run in the top of the 9th inning. After the game, he spoke with Apple TV's Heidi Watney, talking about his game-winning home run on Apple TV.
Yeah, it felt great. They got pitched a good game. We couldn't scratch one across. Our guys kept us in it. Yeah, just had to put a good swing on one.
You're 4-for-8 off this Devis in your career. Do you just see him well?
He's got electric stuff. It's, I find the barrel when he's in there, but hopefully I keep at him.
You played with the Orioles last year, a team that made some noise in the postseason. Do you see any similarities with this Royals squad?
Yeah, a lot of similarities. We do the little things right. Play defense, pitch the ball well, and that's the sign of a good team. But the guys are hungry. Everybody plays together, plays for each other, and that's kind of what we did last year.
You win it with 10 runs last night. You win it in the 9th inning tonight. Q says there's no quit in this team. What does that say about you guys?
Yeah, we fight. It's like I said, we play together, play hard, do little things right, you're going to be in it at the end of it. So, we're treating it one game at a time, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, pretty interesting aspect to the Apple TV broadcast is they had Vinny Pasquantino mic'd up, and they played his video and audio. Here's Vinny Pasquantino when Adam Frazier hits that game-winning home run in the 9th inning.
Frazier! Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Oh, it's great. Vinny Pasquantino, by the way, in his last 30 games, has 30 hits, 17 extra base hits, more walks than strikeouts, and an OPS of 917. Royals win 2-1. They're now 24-16 on the season. Let me run through a few of these text messages. Todd, yeah, simply put, Vern, they're on pace to win 96 games, and people called me crazy before the season when I said they would go 500. Double J has some love for Alec Marsh. Alec Marsh, by the way, in his big league career, following tonight's 5 1/3 innings of one-run baseball, 4 hits, 2 walks, 7 punchouts. In his big league career, Alec Marsh has 109 strikeouts in 106 innings pitched. Ryan from Olathe writes in, Vern, I'm not going to lie, my confidence began to waver a bit in the ninth inning, but I'm glad to be wrong. We stole this win. A fun game, a true duel between two big league pitching staffs, even more fun when we win. It's Ryan from Olathe. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Nate writing in saying, I'd love to call in, Vern, but it's midnight in Springfield. I think it's closer to 1 a.m. now. Steve in North Kansas City, Vern, like you, my confidence remained throughout the game. And how about the 5 key guys tonight, all new additions? Stratton, Smith, Duffy, and Schreiber closing the door, and then Adam Frazier with a game-winning home run. Steve, great observation. Yeah, Frazier, Smith, Tyler Duffy threw a scoreless eighth inning. Chris Stratton came in with 2 on and 1 out, cleaned up Alec Marsh's mess in the sixth. And yeah, John Schreiber picks up his first save of the season. Schreiber lowers his season ERA to 0.98. A scoreless outing for the 17th time in 19 appearances. And by the way, Schreiber's 19 appearances, one shy of the most in all of Major League Baseball. You remember Scott Barlow? Yeah, Scott Barlow leads Major League Baseball. He's made 20 appearances. Mark from the Northland writes in, Vern, what great pitching, outstanding defense, and 2 good swings of the bat. It's amazing what it can get you. Half game out of first place. Go Royals. Mark from the Northland. Lori from Austin writes in, Vern, good start by Alec Marsh, fresh off the IL. But man, Adam Frazier, that was a surprise to me. I'll take it. I just wanted 500 or better on the road. Well, we have 5 games to go on this 7-game road trip, and the Royals are off to a 2-0 start. I said I only wanted 3 wins. I said I'd be happy with 3. And they could have that by this time tomorrow. Thanks for listening, Lori. Rally Mantis is voting for Adam Frazier for president. Okay, might be a little much. Jeff in Blue Springs. Vern, I thought we all would have been happy with the Royals as a 500 ball club. Now they're 8 games over 500? Vern, at what point do we start getting greedy and thinking about the postseason? June 1st. I mean, you could do whatever you want, to be quite honest with you, because this team right now, pitching, defense, team speed, those are the most powerful weapons in the sport of baseball, but I'm going to say June 1st because all you should do until June 1st is just hope everybody stays healthy. Alec Marsh, 6 starts into his season. The Royals have won all 6. He's averaging 5 1/3 innings per start and lowered his ERA tonight to 2.53. And now he hands the baton off to Cole Reagans. It's a pair of lefties going at it in Game 3 of this 4-game series. Cole Reagans and Tyler Anderson of the Angels. It's an 8:38 first pitch Saturday night right here on 610 Sports Radio. And I'll get you started with the On Deck show beginning at 7:30. So, with a 3-game winning streak in their back pocket, the Royals look to take the series in Anaheim. Cole Reagans squaring off with Tyler Anderson tomorrow at 8:38. So that'll do it for us. I want to thank JT Noah for the help back at the studio. Great job. Sorry for keeping you at work so late. But you're a Royals fan. JT's a Royals fan. He's fired up. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. JT, great job. Royals, even better job. Sorry, JT, but the Royals did a better job than you did. They did a better job than I did. They're doing better work than most of us right now in Kansas City. We're so busy talking about the Royals to get our jobs done. Whatever. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Take care, Kansas City. Thanks for listening.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
2-2 in the pitch. And a breaking ball, a little looper to left field, coming on and making a diving catch is MJ Melendez. A headlong dive in left field to take a hit away from Guillorme for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, nice play there. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. MJ Melendez helping out Will Smith. As he's coming in left field, a sink and line drive off of the bat of Guillorme. Slides after getting a great jump on that sink and line drive off of the bat of the Angels 9-hitter. MJ Melendez with a nice night defensively, and A very nice night offensively. He's one of only two Royals with multiple hits. MJ went 3-for-4 with a run scored. The only other Royal with multiple hits was Adam Frazier. He went 2-for-3, including the game-winning two-run home run in the top of the ninth inning. After the game, he spoke with Apple TV's Heidi Watney, talking about his game-winning home run on Apple TV.
Yeah, it felt great. They got pitched a good game. We couldn't scratch one across. Our guys kept us in it, and just shot a good swing on one.
You're 4-for-8 off his Stebbins in your career. Do you just see him well?
He's got electric stuff. It's, find the barrel when he's in there, but hopefully I keep bouncing.
You played with the Orioles last year, a team that made some noise in the postseason. Do you see any similarities with this Royals squad?
Yeah, a lot of similarities. We do the little things right. Play defense, pitch the ball well, and that's a sign of a good team. But the guys are hungry. Everybody plays together, plays for each other, and that's kind of what we did last year.
You win it with 10 runs last night. You win it in the ninth inning tonight. Q says there's no quit in this team. What does that say about you guys?
Yeah, we fight. It's like I said, we play together, play hard, do little things right. You're going to be in it at the end of it. So, we're treating it one game at a time, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, pretty interesting aspect to the Apple TV broadcast is they had Vinny Pasquantino mic'd up, and they played his video and audio. Here's Vinny Pasquantino when Adam Frazier hits that game-winning home run in the ninth inning.
Frazier! Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Oh, it's great. Vinny Pasquantino, by the way, in his last 30 games, has 30 hits, 17 extra base hits, more walks than strikeouts, and an OPS of 917. Royals win 2-1. They're now 24-16 on the season. Let me run through a few of these text messages. Todd, simply put, Vern, they're on pace to win 96 games, and people called me crazy before the season when I said they would go 500. Double J has some love for Alec Marsh. Alec Marsh, by the way, in his big league career, following tonight's 5 1/3 innings of one-run baseball, 4 hits, 2 walks, 7 punch-outs. In his big league career, Alec Marsh has 109 strikeouts in 106 innings pitched. Ryan from Olathe writes in, Vern, I'm not going to lie, my confidence began to waver a bit in the ninth inning, but I'm glad to be wrong. We stole this win. A fun game, a true duel between two big league pitching staffs, even more fun when we win. It's Ryan from Olathe. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Nate writing in saying, I'd love to call in, Vern, but it's midnight in Springfield. I think it's closer to 1 a.m. now. Steve in North Kansas City, Vern, like you, my confidence remained throughout the game. And how about the 5 key guys tonight? All new additions. Stratton, Smith, Duffy, and Schreiber closing the door, and then Adam Frazier with a game-winning home run. Steve, great observation. Yeah, Frazier, Smith, Tyler Duffy threw a scoreless eighth inning. Chris Stratton came in with 2 on and 1 out, cleaned up Alec Marsh's mess in the sixth. And yeah, John Schreiber picks up his first save of the season. Schreiber lowers his season ERA to 0.98. A scoreless outing for the 17th time in 19 appearances. And by the way, Schreiber's 19 appearances, one shy of the most in all of Major League Baseball. You remember Scott Barlow? Yeah, Scott Barlow leads Major League Baseball. He's made 20 appearances. Mark from the Northland writes in, Vern, what great pitching, outstanding defense, and two good swings of the bat. It's amazing what it can get you. Half game out of first place. Go Royals. Mark from the Northland. Lori from Austin writes in, Vern, good start by Alec Marsh, fresh off the IL. But man, Adam Frazier, that was a surprise to me. I'll take it. I just wanted 500 or better on the road. Well, we have 5 games to go on this 7-game road trip, and the Royals are off to a 2-0 start. I said I only wanted 3 wins. I said I'd be happy with 3. And they could have that by this time tomorrow. Thanks for listening, Lori. Rally Mantis is voting for Adam Frazier for president. Okay, might be a little much. Jeff in Blue Springs. Vern, I thought we all would have been happy with the Royals as a 500 ball club. Now they're 8 games over .500? Vern, at what point do we start getting greedy and thinking about the postseason? June 1st. I mean, you could do whatever you want, to be quite honest with you, because this team right now, pitching, defense, team speed, those are the most powerful weapons in the sport of baseball. But I'm going to say June 1st because all you should do until June 1st is just hope everybody stays healthy. Alec Marsh, 6 starts into a season. The Royals have won all 6. He's averaging 5 1/3 innings per start and lowered his ERA tonight to 2.53. And now he hands the baton off to Cole Reagans. It's a pair of lefties going at it in Game 3 of this 4-game series. Cole Reagans and Tyler Anderson of the Angels. It's an 8:38 first pitch Saturday night right here on 610 Sports Radio. And I'll get you started with the on-deck show beginning at 7:30. So, with a 3-game winning streak in their back pocket, the Royals look to take the series in Anaheim. Cole Reagans squaring off with Tyler Anderson tomorrow at 8:38. So that'll do it for us. I want to thank JT Noah for the help back at the studio. Great job. Sorry for keeping you at work so late. But you're a Royals fan. JT's a Royals fan. He's fired up. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. JT, great job. Royals, even better job. Sorry, JT, but the Royals did a better job than you did. They did a better job than I did. They're doing better work than most of us right now in Kansas City. We're so busy talking about the Royals to get our jobs done. Whatever. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Take care, Kansas City. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.